Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John makes statements.
A Halloween bet? Sure.
Predictions.
The Bears will win.
Conclusion.
Sure, I'll stay in a coffin.
And usually...
they're totally incorrect.
John Shanks!
I thought it was a done deal when Tammy mentioned the Packers would beat the Bears in week one. I thought, ha! I'll take that bet. Mm-hmm. You're going to regret.
And then producer Jess had the great idea. Whoever loses gets to do the whole Halloween show from a coffin. Go, Pat, go. Dun, 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 dun. Go, Pat, go. Because mm-hmm. John's Bears lost. And now you get to be in a coffin for the Halloween show. I love it.
Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
And we had the lovely people coming in to measure John for his coffin. And so I wasn't able to be a part of this, but it's really fun.
Halloween show means I'm going to be doing the entire show from a coffin due to a lost bet. And Greg and Sue from The Disturbance. You know, the Haunted Hotel has moved to Mission Valley, and it's called The Disturbance now. They are here to fit me for a coffin this morning. Morning, guys. First off, happy Halloween season. How are the new digs working out for you?
Love it. Yeah. People love free parking, lots of parking.
Right?
Yeah. Not the madness of downtown.
That's a concept that one might not realize when you think about the charm of the Haunted Hotel. Nothing against it. Loved the vibe, yes. Loved the scene. But you're right. Yes. You're looking at least an hour ahead of time just to find a place to park.
And also, nobody really dropped their kids off. Yeah. And, you know,
downtown.
They just wouldn't do that. Now it's great, you know.
So... when I heard that you all were coming in from The Disturbance to measure me, quote-unquote, for a coffin, I thought it was tongue-in-cheek. I thought it was a joke. You got a measuring tape with you.
I have a measuring tape, and I do have a couple of questions,
okay.
Seriously. And one is this your first coffin measuring?
It's my first coffin measuring.
And I guess, secondly, do you expect any huge height swings, your height? Do you think it'll change drastically between now and next 2 weeks?
I don't think anything will happen. Okay. Height-wise, weight, I can't promise anything. I'm more slim in 2 weeks, but I don't know.
We're going to try and make it as comfortable as we can.
That was my next question.
No promise.
So I was hoping the inside wouldn't be unbearable to stay in for 3+ hours.
Sure.
I was hoping that it would have some type of comfort to it, or maybe I'd bring my own pillow, which I could totally do. However, when I said that, Tammy had full-on diva tantrum, saying, you can't be comfortable.
Well, they give you a pillow in the room.
I was going to say, I mean, if it's good enough for, the dead. So you're going to measure my height? You're going to measure my waist?
Actually, could you lay down? Because that would be,
that's the third time I've been offered that today, Greg. It's been quite the morning.
Better be accurate, you know. So
yeah, just to see how your body really
all right, are you going to narrate as I lay down?
John's going to go lay down.
Okay.
On the floor.
Some kind of accurate length here.
I'm interested to know how tall you are. Somebody asked me the other day, John. We're getting the tape measure out.
Okay. You are right there. It looks like almost 6 feet. Okay.
Almost 6 feet. What? 27 inches, John, is from elbow to elbow.
Exactly. Okay. I think we have what we need.
All right.
I've been saying 27 inches for years.
You know, a lot of people get that wrong.
All right. Well, mostly men.
So, all right. I'm going to write this down in my book.
You have a custom pine box.
So what's next? Are you legit?
We're building this custom for you. I've already talked
to our carpenters. And
how about some breathing devices in there that I'm not going to pass out?
I think we'll have a viewing, you know, lid open.
Good.
Do you have any special requests?
I'd love like a LED screen in there for some type of viewing. But I think that might defeat the purpose. You know what? To keep in the Halloween mood. I think anything a corpse has, I have in that,
in that
coffin.
So, okay.
That's the whole point of this, right?
This is exactly.
And maybe a light snack. Just in case I wake up.
A mini fridge?
Just in case.
A mini fridge.
All right. Thank you guys both for being here. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
The Disturbance has a new home in Mission Valley. Free parking. Drop the kids off and do some shopping, or else get scared with the kids. It'll be fun. And thank you for the pine. I can't thank you for the coffin. This is weird. But we'll see you guys on Halloween, all right?
All right. Thank hey, thank you, so you John.
Don't tell my mom about this,
by the way.
I
know.
She'll freak
panic
out.
She'll totally freak out. The only thing, I just don't want you in there watching a movie. That's all. You still got to be part of the show and do the show.
Well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been a couple of arguments about how we're going to put the microphone into the coffin. I think it'd be more effective if the cover's closed while we're on the air.
That's all stuff.
And
up.
The microphone props on top of the coffin, the lid of the coffin. So I'm muffled.
Well, we'll
if
see
that
how it
works. That way you can actually tell without even seeing that I'm inside something.
These are all things we'll figure out once it gets here.
Listen, you know me.
Yes.
You know me. I'm a nitpicker, Tam.
Yes,
I'm very, very attentive to detail, Tam. You know me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.